Hello, it's the 4th of January, 2019. Happy New Year to everybody. Yay! From a popular demand of my millions and millions of fans, of listeners, this is going to be the last podcast I do in the car. The December 28th one, I don't know if you could even hear. But, I had a couple other ones that were kind of, as bad as that, that were in my car, but that was in my wife's car, the Outback here. But it was raining, and I wasn't thinking about the rain being added to the sound, so, yeah, it was bad. If you listen to that, then why? I mean, why do you listen to this anyway? But that, Jesus. I'll figure something out. I'll do it in my shop or something, and if I have to cut it and stitch it, I'm not even remotely trying to be professional with this. This is kind of a little diary kind of thing. I mean, if you want to listen, good. I'm happy for you. Happy to, that you listen. But it's kind of something where, a few years from now, I hope I'm still doing it. I think it would be cool. I can go back and listen, and see where I was at this point, that kind of thing, or even 10 years from now. I don't know. Since it's on all the podcast apps, pretty much, I'll be able to find it everywhere, I guess. All right, back to it. I guess I'll probably do it in the shop when I'm over there. I'm over there regularly right now, since after the holiday rush is over and I can get home before like 5 or 6 o'clock at night. So I'll start doing that over at the shop. So it'll be a little quieter. You might hear like something break in occasionally, which I'm not going to edit out. I'm not going to edit much of anything. I'll just stitch together, I'll stop the recording or whatever and then start it back up after whatever's making, interrupting is over, but that kind of thing. You might hear a little, something breaking in. But that's it. It'll still be much better than it is now. And you'll be able to hear what I'm saying, at least. All right, so now, what I've been doing is what have I been doing? I got from a couple of Amazon cards and some tips from my customers on the mail route. I went ahead and decided to upgrade the router situation. I had an old Craftsman router for, I don't remember how long it's been, 10, 15 years. I'm not sure. I didn't use it much. It wasn't that great. It wasn't a plunge router. I've used it recently just to make like chamfers and round over some corners and stuff like that, but haven't used it for much else. Just because it's not being a plunge router and not being too easy to mount, because the plate on it, that, and the screws are short. I'd have to go source this and source that to mount it into a table. I could use it. You could have used it in a table, a little small table, but I just never had the motivation to do it with that old router. Well, with this new set that has both the fixed and the plunge bases, I've already built the router table. I'm putting a little shellac on the top, and I'll sand it and wax it so it's nice and smooth. I'm not going to put any laminate or anything like that on it. It's a little portable table just to take wherever. I'll use it for a while until I build the big table I plan on using. It's going to be kind of nuts. But this little one, it just has a couple cabinets on each side, One is like, you know, both doors are, you know, like 3 inches deep. It's for, I can put, I think, 515, about 30 router bits in there. And that side, I only got like 15 or 20 right now anyway. Like I said, I haven't used the router much. But the left side is, I just put a door on it. It's like a 6-inch deep cabinet. I'll figure out what exactly I'm going to do with that side later. Maybe like insert plates and stuff like that. Extra collets. Maybe another few bits. I don't know, depending on if they're too big for the other side or what. Gonna hold a second. Alright, so now I don't know how bad that is. I'll check it in just a second and see. But like I said, this is the last time in the car, so don't have to worry about the engine sounds and all that stuff anymore after today. The router table, oh yeah, the little router table. I put handles on it and all too, so I could carry it around. It's probably 25. pounds. I mean, with the router in, it'll be 30-35, which is easily carryable for a little tool. It's less than the portable table saw. After I get done with this, well, I'm already pretty much done with it. The big router table I'll be building is Woodsmith. Is it Woodsmith or is it Wood? Okay. Woodsmith plan. The tilting table, combination table is what they call it. It's like a normal table, but you can tilt the whole tabletop up to vertical, so that the router is facing like out at your belly. And it's much easier to do a lot of jobs with it that way, because you can just kind of slide the piece. It comes with a little, there's also a little extra table you build that locks on at that angle, so it's like a right angle thing. There's like stuff like mortises where you can just slide the board or whatever onto the bit instead of dropping it on from above. Or they talk about doing like raised panels and stuff like that, with, because those are normally pretty big bits where you do like a molding profile on a board. Those could be like 3-inch wide bits, which it's a lot easier to hold a board down and in from the side than from the top. To control, it'll be easier to control it when you have like a hole, when it's on its side like that, than it would be if you got a normal router table. But I think I'm gonna put a like a positive stop in mine, so I can also stop it at 45 degrees, because I think you could do a lot of weird stuff with the router at 45 degrees. A lot of different stuff that you haven't really seen. Many people do. Along with that, it has a bunch of storage under it and all that. And it'll be heavy and big, like a full piece of equipment. But yeah, I'll build that down the road. And that's where I'll eventually do my routing. But I'm just doing the little portable table now, because it was quick and I can keep it for a while too, to use when I need to go somewhere and, you know, work on something somewhere else. We went and got went and got some wood to do the trim down in Brandon's room so I can finally put the window slider up. Once I put the trim up, and Amy will paint it, do two or three coats or whatever, and then I'll be able to mount the slider. And also, she wanted to do, we did this shiplap, this reclaimed shiplap stuff on the stairs down into the basement on both sides of the stairway. She wanted to do something for the little bulkhead up top of the up where you go down the stairs, a little bulkhead you got to walk around to go down the stairs upstairs because the cats, well, Cammy pretty much exclusively, she jumps down from that thing. She leaves like little paw prints on the white wall, or it's not really white, it's, I guess she calls it grayish. It's like a light gray, but yeah, you can see her paw prints on there, especially when it's been muddy out, because she goes in and out. She wants to put that shiplap stuff on the underside of the bulkhead thing there, so I'm doing that and doing the trim downstairs over the next day or two. I brought took the saw out of the big table I made for it. I brought that to the house along with the nail gun and a few other things I might need. So not going to be really in the shop. I'll go over there and do another coat of shellac and paint in the base of that router table, but other than that, I won't do much over at the other house. I finished Judy's shelves. I don't know if I had done that for the last one or if you even heard it. They look pretty good. They look better than I expected, and Amy and Judy both really like them. She wants me to do, they both want me to do a little shelf right as you come in our front door at the kitchen there to the right, with like hooks under it so people can hang their coats on it. We don't ever use really the coat rack we have. We use the closet since it's pretty close. But the reason why Judy wants us to do that is because we got this like old painted cow picture thing by our entry door, and Judy wants it back because it's hers. So if we put a shelf up, she can have her picture. That, and there's this cedar, like bathroom cabinet thing that I made 90% of, well, 80% of, like a year ago. And I need to redo the doors on it. The doors were done a little wonky. Or I only did one door, but I was about to do the other one the same way, which would be wonky. So I need to do the doors for that, because she wants it closed where it can close. So we can store like more stuff in the kitchen, in the our back bathroom. It's like over the toilet cabinet. So she wants me to do that. She said she wanted me to do like a little cabinet for the towels and stuff in there instead of what I did, some open floating shelves in there last year, and she's wanting stuff to be closed up now because it's too aggravating to try to keep it sitting nice and neat on those shelves with it viewable from the outside, you know, open shelves. So that's another thing. For shop projects, I still need to, I'm going to do like a little rolling, like clamp rack on one side and storage thing on the other side for like fastener stuff, you know, nails, screws, and I'll probably work in all the glue stuff there too on this thing. One side will be clamp racks, the other side will be like, it's going to be like a case with a bunch of dados. So you can move shelves. You know, I'll have like dados, say, every 3 or 4 inches. and you can just pull one shelf out and stick it wherever you want. I'll have a bunch of, you know, options so I can change the size of stuff that I can put in it. Kind of like having, you know, like any, like IKEA furniture where it has all the different shelf pins, so you can move your shelves that way. I'll just have full dados in the side of the uprights, so the shelf material can just slide into the slots instead of using little pegs. That's for the shop. Also need to build another little stand because the router table, a little low cabinet, the router table will fit. Either that or I need to build something to store. That's probably what I should do, is build like a cabinet to store like the planer and the jointer, or the planer and a router or whatever. Because that little low table works good, works really good for the jointer. And it works, it's about just the right size for the router table, the little mini router table I made too. So I probably need to build another one like that, or build a cabinet to put the planer and whatever the other tool is that I'm not using it in. The little shelf things that I have right now they're good for like the hand, you know, jigsaw, circular saw, palm sander, that kind of stuff, and the handheld router, but not for like a planer or joiner and all that. Oh yeah, Rebecca's shelf. I got a bunch of molding examples. I need to put a thing together and let her see and choose exactly what she wants. So then I can, well, I can pretty much price it out now and then go get the actual, the wood part of it, other than the molding, and put it together and get that done. I need to get the wood so I can do the stain samples, so she can go over there and she can pick which sample, which kind of stain she wants. Gotta love it. Judy mentioned that she wanted a big cutting board with a blood groove in it for like carving meats and stuff, so blood doesn't get everywhere. She mentioned that her birthday is coming up in a couple of months, so I'll need to work on that, figure out what I'm going to do. It's pretty simple. I probably will just do an edge grain cutting board, not in grain, just because it's so easy, much easier to do and easier to take care of. Maybe get the little rubber feet. And then route the blood groove and little, I'm not sure, maybe a little, like a little reservoir too, on one like corner or whatever of it, so the blood runs into the reservoir. I've seen that. I'll have to look at that again. Oh, that guy's not. Try to be nice and the dude didn't even pay attention. But, yeah. And work is pretty easy this time of year because everybody's moneyed out. And that, spending time working out for the next week or two, and then they'll go back to buying stuff after they give up on the working out thing. Yeah, I don't know what else to say right now. So, next time, hopefully it'll be a lot quieter. I don't know how much quieter, because I'll probably still be tinkering while I'm recording this. I won't be just standing there or sitting there doing nothing. That would aggravate the crap out of me. Yep, so next time it should sound better. Hopefully this didn't sound too bad. But it'll be better next time. And I reckon that's it. Later.